Dad, why are you standing there like that? Yeah? I know I left my bedroom door open, but what's that look in your eyes? What do you mean it's nothing? Wait, Daddy. Don't go. Forget about my questions. Will you come and sit next to me on the bed? I kind of want to talk to you about something. I need you to promise me something first. Promise that you'll hear me out. Okay, Daddy? Thank you. So, I think I know exactly what that look was about. I pretended that I didn't, but what I've seen it a few times before, Daddy. It happens every single time I come downstairs wearing something that's even remotely tight. Like last night, when I put on these cute little shorts before bed. I could feel your eyes on me as soon as I walked into the room. You just couldn't help it, could you, Daddy? Your little girl walking around in shorts that barely cover her ass. Must have been so conflicted seeing me like that. Your princess, your innocent little daughter, the girl you raised. But I'm also a young pretty girl who's walking around your house half naked. You know, you shouldn't be looking at me like that, right, Daddy? Fathers shouldn't be looking at their daughters with desire. It's wrong, Daddy. I'm meant to be your innocent little angel. What had you so intrigued anyways? Was it the way I stuck out my ass as I bent over to get something from the cupboard? Or maybe you noticed that I wasn't wearing a bra, and that my nipples were practically poking through my shirt? Didn't that just make you want to jump out of your chair and tear my clothes off? Daddy, you promised you'd let me finish. I'm not done yet. I have a little secret to tell you. I did it all on purpose, Daddy. I wanted you to notice me. Oh, Dad. You seem to be getting a little excited. Look at that bulge. It's huge. Can I touch it a little? Please, Daddy. Just over your jeans. I won't actually be touching it, so it's okay. Just let me make you feel good. We're all alone anyway. And I'd like to tell you more about why I dressed up like that last night. I want to tell you all about what I wanted to happen. No one is going to walk in on us. It'll be our little secret. See? Doesn't this feel so good? By the sound of those moans, I'd say it does. So, where was I? Oh, right. That night, I was feeling especially naughty. I wanted to fill your mind with dirty thoughts. The same thoughts that I had been having for you for so long. Daddy, ever since I turned 18, I started to see you differently. Instead of just seeing my dad, I started noticing other things. Like how big you are compared to me. How handsome you are. At first, it was innocent. And I remember thinking that I wanted a boyfriend just like you. But then I caught a glimpse of you in the shower and... well, then it was all over, Daddy. Every night after that, I went to bed, closed my eyes, and thought of what I saw that day. Not only are you super tall, but you also have a massive cock, Dad. I'm a little ashamed, but I honestly couldn't stop thinking about it. That's when I started dressing like, well, like a little slut for you, Daddy. That very night, I touched myself thinking of you. I fantasized about you coming into my room and just violating your little daughter, only to find out that she's a dirty little whore who wanted you all along. That's what I am, Dad. I'm a fucking whore. Your little girl is so far gone that she wants her father's big cock. Will you let me have it, Daddy? You know what? Don't answer that. You don't have to say anything. I'm just going to take it out for you. Daddy. It's even bigger than I remember. Do my soft little hands feel good wrapped around your thick cock, Dad? I bet you're wondering why I'm so good at this. Well, Daddy, your little princess is what some people would call a dirty slut. Oh, fuck. Your cock twitched when I said that. Do you like that, Daddy? Should I tell you more? Okay, I will. But only if you let me take you in my mouth. Let your daughter wrap her pretty lips around your cock. Let your daughter taste you. Please, Daddy. I can't wait anymore. Thank you, Daddy. I wanted this so long. Fuck. Fuck, you sound so fucking taste so good. I can't believe I'm finally doing this. You have no idea how often I've thought of just dropping to my knees for you. Oh, Dad, your cock is so hard. You love feeling your daughter's lips sliding up and down her shout. You're such a pervert, Daddy. You're not the only one, though. Lots of guys love it when I drop to my knees for them. I've built quite the reputation. I'm completely addicted to cock, Daddy. I crave it all the time, and I'll take it from anyone who will give it to me. I don't care what they look like, or if they even care about me. I just want to be on my knees with my mouth stuffed. Dad, I've had so many cocks that I lost count. So many guys have shot their cum into your daughter's slutty little mouth. That's my favorite part, Daddy. When I feel their cocks stiffen and pulse as they begin to fill up my mouth with their sticky loads. I don't swallow it right away, though. I like looking up at them and showing them the mouthful that they've just given me. It makes them so happy to see it. To see a pretty little girl like me enjoying their cum. And that's exactly what I do, Daddy. I play with it in my mouth. I savor the taste because it reminds me of what a fucking whore I've just been. No one says no either. Just look at me, Daddy. I'm all grown up now. And no man can resist your daughter's body. These perky tits. And my curvy little ass. They all look at me the same way. At first, they look at my innocent little face and cute smile. But then their eyes glide down and I see their looks change. That friendly smile turns into a perverted grin. And I can tell exactly what they're thinking of. They're thinking of bending your daughter over and railing her from behind. That's all men ever want me for, Daddy. I love it. I don't want to be anything but a sexy little girl that can empty their balls for them. I want them to use me. No, I need it. I've had some men that were gentle, but after a while they always seem to realize what an absolutely fucking little whore they're dealing with. And they end up fucking my face just like I want them to. Are you going to do that too? Are you going to defile your own daughter and shove your cock as far down my throat as it can go? Do you want to hear me beg like I do for all the others? Please, Daddy. Please fuck my throat. Relentlessly shove your cock into my mouth and use me like a toy. That's all I'm good for, Dad. So please, let me be useful. Yes, Daddy. Fuck yes, Daddy. Oh, give it to me. Give it to your little girl. Oh, I need your cum, Daddy. Are you gonna fill up your daughter's mouth? Oh, let me have it, Daddy. Please fill my mouth with your cum. Come for me, Dad. Come for me. Come for your slutty little daughter. Thank you, Daddy. That was amazing. I don't think my mouth has ever been that full. Mm. Let me clean you up with my mouth, Daddy. From now on, whenever you need me, just push me down and I'll know what to do. It doesn't matter where we are or who's around. I will make sure you get to use your little girl whenever you want. I love you, Dad. And now, I love your cock, too. Ah.